Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday installment, indeed, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 14th of April, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes or so. You know how it goes already, right? Welcome to the Amazon Oasis. The Kindle Oasis, that is. Yep, Amazon has introduced a new e-reader for us all. And it must be said, this thing is pretty cool. Weighing in at about 133 grams, so yeah, it's pretty light. It's got a full 6-inch display with a resolution of 300 pixels per inch. And here's the best part. Battery life lasts 8 weeks. 2 months. Unbelievable. As for things going on underneath that lovely screen, well, we got about 4 gigabytes of storage. And we got support for 802.11b, 802.11g, or 802.11n Wi-Fi standards. All of this could be yours for the lovely price of only $290. If you need 3G connectivity, though, that's going to set you back about $360. However, though, if you do opt for the 3G model, Amazon says, yep, they're picking up your bill. You won't have any data charges whatsoever. So much concern has been made about non-compliant USB Type-C cables. So the USB 3.0 Promoter Group has introduced an authentication protocol. That's going to enable your smartphone, your laptop, wherever you're plugging that new USB Type-C cable into, saying, hey, wait a minute, is this one okay? Okay, it's okay. The authenticity of that cable will be determined right at the moment you take that cable and plug it in, and before any power or data is actually transferred. Now, this new type of USB Type authentication solution will be implemented, of course, by OEMs. So we're not going to see any of this until those players that we're talking about start implementing this new authentication. Dang, when do USB cables become so complicated? Google Photos on Android finally has a nice little toggle switch that I think a lot of Android users are going to enjoy, the manual backup option. Now, of course, before with the app, you could specify whether you wanted your photos to be uploaded just on Wi-Fi connection, or, you know, use your data 3G, 4G connection, whatever you got also with it too. Problem is, though, with all those lovely data caps that we have nowadays, 3G is never the option, so you're usually just searching for Wi-Fi. But at least now with the new update, you're going to have a little bit more control. All you need to do is open up the app and long press on the photos that you want to store online. Then, of course, those will get highlighted. Then you can tap on the three dots in the menu at the top right-hand corner of the screen. Select the Backup Now option, and you're good to go. The fine folks over at Slack, of course, yes, you've heard me talk about Slack on the BTN News Show before. That's where our lovely BTN community is over there. Short little plug for you, britishtech.slack.com. Yeah. Anyway, Slack is actually about to introduce some threaded messaging coming later this year. And let's face it, a lot of people have really wanted this feature. According to Slack CEO Stuart Butterfield, he said the company has been prototyping various forms of threaded messaging internally for a few months now. And since the testing has been going so well, he's hoping that the new feature will arrive sometime next quarter. Now, of course, with threaded messaging, that will let Slack users converse in, you know, all nice nestled clusters. Basically help taking away all the confusion that a lot of us deal with right now. Particularly if something is about a single topic and then all of a sudden it goes down a rabbit hole. There is one risk, however, though, when it comes to this new threaded feature. Slack's a chat room vibe feeling, yeah, that a lot of us like. Butterfield saying that they are currently working on a way so both could actually live in harmony. We shall see. And finally, here's something you probably thought you'd never associate with virtual reality. New kids on the block.
I say, what?
Yes, it seems that that popular boy band from long ago is about to embrace VR. According to Pop TV, it will use the tech for the next season of Rock This Boat. That will be featuring none other than New Kids on the Block. And just in case you have no idea what this show is, which personally I didn't, it's a show about fans on a cruise ship with a 90s boy band. Oh my God, what will they think of next? It lets them engage with each other and rock out with their fans both on and off the stage. Oh, excuse me, where's my bucket to vomit? Pop TV says they're teaming up with the VR network Little Star to create experiences that will include live performances with the band. Boy, it seems 2016 is the year for VR to really take off, isn't it? Just a shame it has to take off this way. Yeah. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Don't forget about all the great BTN podcasts that we have for you. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination for the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Gamer Show, the House of Cards Show, of course, the News Show, and so many others. To find out what's going around here at the British Tech Network, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, as I mentioned it before, our BTN community thriving and strong over there, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be late. I'm just warning you now. But as soon as I get out of traffic hell, I will be getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.